hydrogen burning. But when we get back, we'll talk about what, continue on this manure tea, what happened, and then also talk about how you need to kick your other vegetables.
Okay, this is good stuff. We'll get more of it right after this. Okay, I don't think I'd garden without some kind of colored water to
that's
pour
right,
on.
That's right.
You color it, I guess, with cake coloring
see,
it still.
See, what happened when I collected this manure on a trail yeah. ride to make this tea for television.
I was watching
made
you.
In a gallon,
yeah.
and then I had about a half a gallon of tea, Lipton tea,
oh, sure.
drinking tea. And so I poured Lipton tea in a glass, and then I poured manure tea in a glass. Now, I put a lime in the Lipton tea, and I put a little horse apple in the other tea. And so Chris Maru, being the farm boy that he is, I said, now, son, you know how to tell the difference in these? Of course, I mean, their minds were completely gone, and I was shoveling this on television, you know, before everybody. And so they said, well, I don't know. I said, well, the Lipton's got the lime in it, and the other's got the...
The horse apple.
Horse
huh?
apple in there. So we finally explained that to him where everybody would know.
I'm sure they didn't take a drink of either one.
What was impressive to me was he trusted me enough to take a sip of the Lipton.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what bothered me.
That was, yeah.
But I wouldn't do that to my buddies.
I wouldn't
buddies.
Take a sip of your Lipton.
You know I wouldn't do it unless it was... That would be interesting to have you on television doing that, Macron.
yeah.
And then to tell you that I think I'm confused. I think I got them mixed. Anyway.
Go on.
Starter solution, high phosphorus solution. You add this to the hole that you're going to plant these mm-hmm. in. And the reason you need the phosphorus right at the base of the plant is so the young seedling can get it. It needs it immediately. Now, you say, well, I had my soil analyzed and it said it's got plenty of phosphorus in it. Even with plenty of phosphorus in the soil, a lot of it's not available. So starter solutions are beneficial even in soils with high phosphorus in them because of cold soils and because, like I said, that phosphorus is not available. So we need to use starter solution. You can make your own by buying some superphosphate, which is 0.20, and mix in a couple of tablespoons and a gallon of water. Mm-hmm. Make your own. You can buy pre-made formulas, and a lot of them are sold as starter solutions. Yeah. And of course, they put a lot of other vitamins and stuff in there, which doesn't do any good. But you know, you can't improve on perfection. But anyway, it's got that high middle number. Now, if you want to do it organically, you can use rock phosphate. Mm-hmm. You have to use a little more because all superphosphorus is a rock phosphate that's been treated with acid. So, and the rock phosphate that you add to the soil has to be treated with an acid before, or with a soil acid mm-hmm. before it becomes unavailable. So that's beside the point. If you want to be organic, you can use rock phosphate. But almost all crops, and I was surprised, I saw some information they sprayed phosphoric acid over the top of freshly seeded broccoli and cauliflower and those types of things and doubled and tripled the yields. Our recommendation on onion transplants, when we talked about planting onion transplants, we talked about banding phosphorus
yeah.
under the seed. Tomatoes and peppers really respond to these starter solutions. So crops straight across the board respond to an early, what we call starter solution. Even grass, when they're planting grass. So this is something that we can do and give our moon a little bit help and use starter solutions. But remember now,
all right,
today and tomorrow.
That's the time.
Tomato planting day.
Put them out.
I mean,
you're going to
hear me scratching like a gopher if you
listen. The last frost
today
is way behind us.
I didn't put all this moon stuff together. By the way, if you want a moon planting guide, send me a self-addressed envelope. Stamped envelope, stomped and stamped.
All right.
To the Weekend Gardener address, which everyone has.
P.O. Box 380-391. 78280.
That's the zip code. Will you quit that? You got this P.O.
You
Box
mean I'm confused.
380-391.
That's what I said.
San Antonio.
Zip
and
code.
The zip is 780.
Oh, we got it straight. Hey, time's gone. Thank you, Jerry. Dr. Jerry Parsons. He's Area Vegetable Specialist with the Extension Service. Join us again on Thursday.